This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today on CityCast Houston, May is the perfect month of great weather, huge events, and cultural celebrations. That's why I'm bringing on Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis and producer Carleon Jones for their best recommendations so we can take full advantage of everything H-Town has to offer this month. It's Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Can y'all believe it? It is already May, and it is such a busy, busy month here in the city of Houston. I want to welcome all of our new listeners. If you are finding us for the first time, thank you so much. I think you're going to enjoy not only this episode, but also this podcast in general. So make sure you subscribe. Welcome in, Brooke, Carly. How are y'all?
Good. Good morning.
Doing well. Can't believe that it's already May.
Yep, it's already May. Hey, before we start and start giving out some awesome recommendations, what does the month of May mean to you, Brooke?
Yes, so May for me means BIPOC Book Fest. It has been since last year the month that we hold the book festival, and we're having it again this year, which I'll talk about later. But it usually means planning for that, running around, kind of crazy, but always love the month of May because we're getting closer to summer. The weather's not too bad. And usually I try to go to Galveston this month too.
Nice. Just hopefully you don't see Charles Barkley out there.
I know. I mean, I invited him in Hey Houston. That's why you need to subscribe to the newsletter. I invited him in the closer to check out Galveston. So I hope that he subscribes to Hey Houston and sees my invitation.
Yeah. How about you, Carly?
To me, May just means like beautiful weather, but terrible allergies. Every time spring comes around, my allergies get so bad. I just feel sick all the time. So, and it's like, it's terrible because I really want to go outside because I love the weather. It feels so nice outside. But yeah, allergies get really bad in May.
They definitely do. I think May is one of the busiest months for me. And I think in the city of Houston, as we will find out here with all of our awesome recommendations. But to me, it's about graduations. And I just want to send some love to our neighbor, Pierre Jackson. He is now graduating Travis High School. He's going to Texas State University. So proud of this young man. And there's going to be so many graduations and parties. So it's going to be a busy, busy month. And let's start off with one of the biggest things that happens in May, and that is Mother's Day. So I'm going to start off on this one because I need y'all's help for sure. I still don't have a Mother's Day present for my wife and the mom of my two beautiful kids. So first of all, what should I get her, y'all? And where should I take her, right? Because I know y'all have some great recommendations, but I need a gift idea.
This year, I did a like personalized blanket for my mom. And so it has like all pictures of me and my brother on there, which shout out to him too, because I forgot he is graduating this month. So he's graduated from college and from high school because they have like that associate's degree thing. So yeah, congratulations to him. Shout out to him. But yeah, so I did a personal blanket with pictures of us since we were like babies all the way up until this age. And so yeah, she's going to love it. I know she is. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this before.
Not only is your brother graduating high school, but he's going to be playing football at the University of Southern California, USC. Woo-hoo. So don't leave that out.
Yeah, you're right.
That is huge.
It's huge.
I was just going to recommend this store in Montrose, Space Montrose. It's very cute. If you're looking for something kind of unique, a little gift that you wouldn't find, you know, at Target when you're just rushing, I think you should go there or look, Raheel, at other little gift shops in Houston. I feel like Rice Village is another great place that just has like unique small little boutiques where you will find something that's not as common to other places.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out either that gift shop or one of the many ones around the city of Houston. But on Mother's Day, usually I'll just take my wife wherever she wants to go eat, right? Whatever she's craving that day. And it is a nightmare sometimes with restaurants. But if you need another recommendations, here's what I'm recommending, okay? Jazzy Sundays at Discovery Green. In the month of May, the concert series is going to be in Discovery Green. All concerts are free and family friendly. Guests are encouraged to bring a blanket or lawn chairs. Food and drink will be available for purchase. There's a pop-up market. There's so much going on. It starts at 5 p.m., which is the best part because by the time you get there, you can relax, enjoy the end of the day. The concert goes to about 7 p.m. And on May 12th, Doreen Ketchins with the Hustlers Brass Band is performing. So that's going to be a great one. Check it out. Of course, everything is linked in our show notes. But that's a good way to wind down and enjoy Mother's Day. Maybe go hit up dinner after that concert.
Mm. Yeah, I've been wanting to check out Jazzy Sundays since last year when it kicked off. So I'm adding that to my May calendar.
Brooke, how about you? What are you recommending for Mother's Day?
Yeah, so on my side, my mom is a huge musical fan. She was a part of her music program in college. Same thing with me. Grew up in choir. And so I just grew up watching a lot of musicals. And Houston Grand Opera is giving a performance of The Sound of Music. And it's already out. It's playing through May 12th. I already have the tickets for my mom. We're going this Saturday before Mother's Day. So I highly recommend if your mom's a huge musical fan. And if you don't even want to go Mother's Day weekend, that, like I said, it's already out. So you could go this week, next week, beat the crowd of people who are all probably taking their moms for that weekend. So that's my choice.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And Sound of Music is a really good entry into the opera, right? So I love that one. And as you mentioned, tickets are already available and they're already playing that show through May 12th. So Mother's Day weekend is actually the last day. So grab your tickets now. How about you, Carly?
So my mom, she loves to laugh and she loves to go to comedy shows. So I found this comedy show called MCPC Comedy Banquet Mother's Day Edition, which will be running on Mother's Day. Oh, wow. So it'll be Sunday, May 12th at the Ava Center. And it will be all about the struggles, the challenges, the joys of motherhood. There's a huge lineup of comedians and tickets start at $54. It'll be something different that most mothers don't do on Mother's Day. You know, normally people just go to a brunch or a dinner or something like that. But this is like a great way to put some fun into it. So I'm excited about this one.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a blast and a lot of laughs, right? It's a comedy banquet. So come on, you know, you're going to have some fun and mom is probably going to be cracking jokes on the way home about you as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect setup for some punchlines.
As I mentioned, May is so busy and there's so many different things to do around the city with big events, with being outside. So what is something you have to do in May, Carly?
So for me, I have to celebrate Cinco de Mayo or AKA Cinco de Drinko, whatever you want to call it. And so there's so many events going on around the city. So I want to give a list of like three really quickly so that we can have a little bit of something for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
So first, let's start off with something family friendly, which is Viva America, Viva Mexico. That will be at the Miller Theater on May 3rd. And they will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo in a really colorful type of presentation and show. This is in partnership with the Consulate General of Mexico in Houston, and admission is free. So go ahead, get your blankets, go out there, get your lawn chairs and chill and have a little family-friendly night to celebrate the holiday. Another option for something that's more chill with your friends is Cinco de Mayo at the Marriott Marquis. This will be on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Here you can celebrate Cinco de Mayo with a live band at the rooftop pool. They'll have a nacho bar. There'll be specialty craft margaritas. You can get the frozen ones as well. You can swim in their beautiful Texas-shaped lazy river, which I have been wanting to swim in this river for so long. Like, y'all don't understand how long I've been trying to get to the Marriott Marquis swimming pool because it's so pretty. It's like a Houston staple, you know? And so if you're not staying at the hotel, you still can attend this event. We'll have the link to the tickets in the show notes. So check that out for sure. Okay. And then my last one is something for the partiers out here. I've linked a list of restaurants participating in Cinco de Mayo in the show notes, but I did want to shout out one in particular called Reset Rooftop Lounge, which they will be doing a Midtown Cinco de Mayo crawl on Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. where you can go and enjoy some free shots of free drinks throughout the evening. And they'll be doing like a crawl throughout the other bars around the area. So So you can show up. There's no cover fee to show up. And then once you get there, if you want to participate in the crawl, we have the link to all of that in the show notes as well. So I got you some options out there. There's no reason for you to be sitting at home this weekend, y'all.
No, I agree. There's a lot to do. I'm going to be hitting up my friends at Coliseo, the Lucha Libre Wrestling. I'm hitting them up because they're doing a big Cinco de Mayo show. Mm-hmm. And I told my friends, hey, what better way to celebrate than going watching some luchador wrestling? Come on. Let's get it done.
You're right. Ooh, I want to do that.
I also wanted to say, Carly, that it's so funny. I've been near the Marriott Marquis pool, but I've never been in it. My friend, after her wedding, she had a brunch on the rooftop, like kind of a send off after everyone was there. And it was so cool. And I wanted to jump in the pool, but just couldn't. I was like, I got to go. But I've been so close to the pool. I'm like, I just want to go. So maybe I'll go to the Cinco de Mayo pool party because I've been wanting to go to Marriott Marquis for so long.
Yeah, definitely one of the cool spots in our city. Brooke, how about you? What's something you have to do this month?
Yeah, so as I hinted earlier, May usually means BIPOC Book Fest for me. And I mentioned our children's festival back in March, but in May, we are having our adult teen festival on Saturday, May 4th at Asia Society Texas Center from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And BIPOC stands for Black Indigenous People of Color. It is a book festival that aims to amplify authors of color. This is our third chapter, as we like to say, because it's our third year hosting the festival. And you can expect a diverse book fair. We have a lit lounge with book-themed cocktails. And we also have some award-winning authors. We're going to have three keynote authors this year. So we have Fadi Judah, who is an award-winning poet. We have award-winning author Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni. And then we also have, who's my favorite author of all time, Jasmine Guillory. She writes just the most hilarious rom-com-esque books. They are my favorite books. So we're super excited. And we're going to close out the day with the poetry showcase. So everybody come out. The tickets are only $10. And it's going to be a great day.
Nice. That sounds like a great dive into not only everything happening in the BIPOC community with the books, but also just seeing the rest of the Houston community and hanging out with them and learning from each other.
Yes. It's almost like a little family reunion every year. And I feel like in the book world and in the BIPOC world, you get to see so many people that you haven't seen. And we just always have a blast. And I always walk away learning something new.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I love when Brooke does her BIPOC Book Fest because it encourages me to want to get back out there and start reading more. So this is awesome.
Yeah, you got to check out Jasmine Guillory, Carly. I think you'll like those books.
Okay, I'm going to put it on my list.
Boom, there you go. We're helping each other out for May. Okay, for me, this month, I am so pumped to check out The Infinite, which is an immersive experience inspired by NASA's missions aboard the ISS, the International Space Station. And The Infinite is actually coming back to the city of Houston starting May 3rd, and it's going to run throughout May until May 27th. So what this is you get access for a 360-degree video captured on the ISS using some cool VR goggles. So you walk in and you're looking around and you get to experience space pretty much without leaving Space City, right? So you're in this really cool facility at Silver Street Studios at Sawyer Yards, and you're just getting this unique perspective of Earth, seeing astronauts doing daily tasks on the ISS. And then there's also an immersive audiovisual art installation. I cannot wait. And if you've ever listened to this podcast, you know my mission in life is to make sure that my oldest daughter becomes the first woman on Mars. So I'm definitely taking her because it is for kids 9 and over as well. So they will have a great time. They get the VR goggles. You're walking around with them. Tickets start at $35 for adults, but they have bundle pricing for groups of 4, also for families. So it is very affordable and it is an hour of intense footage. So I cannot wait. I missed it the last time it was here. And this time, I think I'm going to go multiple times, guys.
Wow.
Y'all know Raheel loves space.
He is all in. He's all in. It's so funny.
Raheel is not going to stop until they put him on Mars. So yeah.
Yeah. Either I'm going on Mars or she's going on Mars. Right. Somebody's going to be on Mars. I think, unfortunately, I'm not qualified and I think I'm too old now as well. Yeah.
I think she has a better chance for sure at this point.
For sure. So if you love space and if you just want to check that out, get a unique perspective of our world because you're looking down on Earth as well, then check out The Infinite.
Mm-hmm. I do have a Halloween costume for you, Raheel. Just mark it down now. I don't know if you watched Xenon on Disney Channel growing up, but I could totally see you being Protozoa, which was like this music superstar that was in space, like that people yes. loved him. And so he could definitely be Protozoa. He could do the slick back hair, like the early 2000s look. It would be hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny. My daughter and wife just started watching that. So yes, I'm familiar with that show.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
What a throwback. Oh man.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in Downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, everyone's been hinting at this. The weather is really nice outside. So this is kind of like the last month you can really enjoy the patio or outdoor dining aspect in the city of Houston. So let's talk about some food. Brooke, start us off. What are you recommending that is outdoor related, patio, or you can just eat outside?
Yeah, so I am highly recommending this restaurant that is actually inside the Museum of Fine Arts Houston called Le Jardinet. I actually got to go because I'm going to have it featured in the newsletter. It is, you know, a little pricey, so save up for this experience. Maybe do it for an anniversary, birthday, or just a night of celebration for something special. But it's a French restaurant that is actually inside the museum, but you can either sit on the patio or inside the dining area. So even if you're inside the dining area, you have a view that looks outside that to the museum district, and it is just so beautiful. It's such mm-hmm. a nice experience. The food is great. It's just like a one-of-a-kind experience, just being inside the Museum of Fine Arts, eating inside there, but then also looking out to the museum district. So I think it's a perfect experience. Also, it's really close to the Glassell School of Art. And so they've been actually doing this really cool rooftop movie series. So they're doing moonlight mm-hmm. movies. So on Saturday, May 11th, you can watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail on the roof. And so if you could have a nice little dinner at Le Jardinet and then go to the moonlight movie, and I think it would be a great night. So that's my pick.
That's a really good pick, Brooke, because they also have different types of menus going on. They've got their spring lunch menu, you've got their art lovers lunch, and then they also have a chef's seasonal menu in four sequences for $90. That is not bad at all. I know that sounds expensive, but for a high-level restaurant, that is really good for a chef's menu.
Yeah, it is amazing food. And so it's worth every penny that you would spend for that experience. And like I said, it's one of a kind. So highly suggest taking that and just and having a little springtime adventure at Les Jardinets.
I could be wrong, but was this the place that they went to on Love is Blind where they had that date in the museum? I don't know.
Oh, you know where they were? They were at, I think, Museum of Natural Science, which was actually kind of cool. I was like, how did they get this? Like, how did they get the hookup? But yes.
I was like, I remember a museum scene because I was wondering when I was watching it, like, how did they get to eat in the museum? But okay.
Yeah, I think Les Jardinets probably wants to keep out any Love is Blind drop. Too nice to have that experience for that.
Understandable.
Oh my God. Yeah, I also don't want any Love is Blind drama in my life either. But for me, May is all about going to Kima Boardwalk in that area. So like this, the Kima area for me is so perfect right now. And of course, you've got all the restaurants on the Kima Boardwalk. You've got the rides and all that. But I really want to try this place called Fish and Chips Houston, which is located literally right across the street from the boardwalk. They've got this really nice covered patio. You can see the water. And every single foodie account that I follow and people I trust, they're saying that this is the place for fish and chips in the city of Houston and surrounding areas. So it's been on my radar. I'm going to be in that area for sure this month because, spoiler alert, my daughter's going to a NASA overnight camp. There's that also, guys.
He's raising an astronaut. He's raising a future astronaut.
But I can't go. It's a Girl Scouts camp, so she's going to be there, but I have to drop her. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Kima afterwards, and I'm going to have some fish and chips. So that is my pick for the month of May. It's going to be great. Weather should be nice, and the food is going to be fantastic.
Oh, I love Kima so much. And they're also having a Cinco de Mayo event as well. So if you want to check that out, Cinco de Mayo weekend, it's a great place to go. My pick would definitely have to be a patio. And my patio in particular is BB's Tex Orleans because they have multiple locations all over the city. Like there's a lot of BB's Tex Orleans and it's for a reason because they sell some good food, y'all. And I know that crawfish season is kind of starting to wind down a little bit, but it's my favorite patio to sit at right now. I go literally every single Wednesday because they have a $35 for 5 pounds special for the crawfish. And I go get me some sausage, like 2 eggs, some of their garlic butter. And I sit there and I enjoy every single week. It's great, y'all. Like me and my friend, it's our tradition because it's just that good. And so if you go there, it's just a great vibe. There's also great drinks there if you want to. I recommend the Texas Twister. And if you don't want crawfish, they also have a lot of other great seafood. There's like oysters, there's fish, there's all types of good stuff. Yeah. So try out BB Tex Orleans if you have not made it out there yet. It's a great place. And I'm pretty sure there's one close to your house.
Yeah, that's the best part, right? Like they have so many locations and they are so consistent at every location. And that's why they keep growing. So shout out to them. And yeah, $35 for 5 pounds. Wow, that is a steal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
You can't beat it, especially with crawfish being like, what, $12 and $14 a pound. Yeah. It's like $7 that day. So yeah. And it's really good.
We'll take it. Hey, finally, the month of May is Asian American Month and also Pacific Islander Heritage Month, AAPI Month, as we call it. And there's a lot of different things to do to celebrate the AAPI community. Shout out. I'm in that community as well. So let's talk about things we can do to celebrate the AAPI Month and community. What do you got for us, Brooke?
So another event that you could check out for May is an AAPI celebration dinner. It is going to be a delicious night hosted at Money Cat, a Japanese restaurant. I actually had the privilege of interviewing the chef of Money Cat, Chef Sherman, for Hey Houston, another reason to subscribe to the newsletter. But at this dinner, you're going to be able to taste an 8-course meal prepared by 3 renowned chefs. And seating still available. The dinner is on Thursday, May 16th. They have 2 times for you to enjoy some of this delicious feast. The first seating is at 5:30 p.m. and the second seating is at 8:30 p.m. And tickets are a little expensive. It's $200 for your seat. But honestly, what a night. You know, you get to experience an 8-course feast with renowned chefs, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and you're honoring such an important cultural background in Houston. So I just think it's worth every penny.
Wow, 8-course meal, and you've got some of the best chefs in the area. You're right, $200 is a little pricey, but imagine going to all these different restaurants and paying, you know, solo, it's going to be way over $200. So that actually sounds like a bargain.
Yes, I don't think you can beat that. It's going to be a great night.
All right, Carly, give me what you're going to be doing to celebrate AAPI month.
So much like Brooke, I think that the best way to experience and support a culture is through their food. So I think that this month is like the perfect time to go out and definitely get out into our Asian and Pacific Islander community food places. So some of the places that I love already that are some of my favorite spots would definitely be like Crawfish and Noodles, K-pop Korean barbecue, which I've been trying to get my mom to go here with me for the longest to try it.
Try that too.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I'm telling you, it is so good. And then of course, August, shout out to Rahil for putting me on that one. I have also attached a list into the show notes so that other people can get some ideas of places they can try because it's such a diverse culture. There's so many different cultures that are involved in Asian Pacific Islander Month that you might not even think of. So go ahead, go to that link and get some suggestions and go support these restaurants during this month.
Man, y'all are going to make me put on some AAPI weight here. Oh my gosh, so many good restaurants to check out.
Oh, that's too funny.
Hey, but all that food, I guess I can walk it off because my recommendation for AAPI Heritage Month is checking out Comic Palooza from May 24 to 26 at George R. Brown Convention Center. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but of course you've got big Comic Cons right in San Diego. You've got other comic related events, but Texas's biggest comic and pop culture event is right here in the city of Houston every May. And they're going to have a lot of different panels, celebrities, guests, and events going on throughout the weekend. And they're going to be focusing on Asian American culture. But the one I really want to go see at Comic Palooza is one of my favorite Houston podcasts called Comicast, hosted by Jong Lee and Michael Carroll. They cover everything pop culture related, and they are just so much fun to listen to, and they're going to be doing a live taping. So I want to check them out and support them because they're some of the coolest dudes in Houston, and I can't wait. And just in general, like being around Comic Palooza is so much fun because of how big it is. Mm-hmm. So that's my recommendation. And if you've never been, yes, they have people in cosplay, which are dressing up in costumes as their favorite characters. So there's a lot of Instagram-worthy moments, and there's just a lot of information as well if you like pop culture and comic books.
Yeah, those comic book festivals always look so much fun. People just seem to be so free and excited to be there. So I feel like the vibes there would just be like immaculate. I don't know. It just looks so fun.
Yeah, and I love seeing people get dressed up in all their favorite characters, and it just seems like people get really into it.
Yep, Comic Palooza is going to be a blast. I can't wait to see all the different costumes and how creative people get and check out all the panels. Now, the month of May is going to be packed. It's going to be a lot of fun, but hopefully we've prepared you to tackle this great, exciting month here in the city of Houston, and we hope to see you around the city. Brooke, Carly, thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all. Have a great May.
Yes, it's going to be a fun month.
That was Carlyon Jones and Brooke Lewis. All of our recommendations are linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please send it to 3 other friends who need to do something in the month of May around H-Town. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
She writes just the funnest, that's not a word. She writes the, sorry guys.